walk weary as long as I will. The kingdom of heaven is warm and it's soft now, and I'll rest weary in that valley someday. I will be happy, the wine will be flowing. Till then, my Lord lets me go on my way. My Lord, she loves me, but she won't try and save me. She lets me walk weary as long as I will. Her hand could guide me and her fire move me, but she lets me walk weary as long as I will. My Lord loves all people with untuned guitars, and those that can't sing, but they keep trying, and they don't really care too much about the radio hosts who throw them out the doors, or the record executives, if we even have those anymore. And sometimes you make up words, and sometimes you stumble, and sometimes you worry, and sometimes you mumble. Sometimes a song comes out right the first time, and you never sing it right again till the day that you die. And my Lord, she loves me, but she won't try and save me. She lets me walk weary as long as I will. Her hand could guide me and her fire move me, but she lets me walk weary. Me walk weary as long as I will.
Yeah, you can see why I like that song, which has changed a little bit. It's
it's different every time because I never wrote any words except the chorus.
Yeah, well, I like the mumble and stumble part that was like right there. Yeah, and I've heard you rap too.
Well, that's part of the helped me with my it's a lot easier to freestyle country music because the melody does half the work for you, and all the melodies are already written, so you don't really have to do anything.
No, we everybody in the room likes it. You put a smile on, and plus, I've got that that Towns Van Zandt thing that I detect in that song, which I think is right there. Connor Ryan Hennessy was smiling while that was playing.
That was great.
Okay. Thanks. All right, hold on, guys. I got to do one thing here, which is the next. PSA at the top of the hour here, and then we'll get back to Radio Zeke featuring James Corse, who you just heard, Philip Holub, Connor Ryan Hennessy, Kali Stoddard Amari, my guests in studio. But for right now, let's
I don't know if you can top that first one.
I don't know here. Let's I'm looking for a good one here. We'll try this one here.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Who produced these?
Yeah, okay, wait, that is a legit PSA brought to you courtesy of the Rivendell system here at WMFO, which has thousands of, well, you know, if you legalize it, which apparently they sort of have, then somebody's going to advertise it, I believe, is how the phrase went. All right, so now we're back. We're legal. It's 5 minutes past noon. I've got four guests in studio, if you're just joining us on WMFO 91.5 FM. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. This is Radio Zeke. I've got four guests in studio. You just heard James Corth do My Lord, She Loves Me, which is a song I like a lot. Now you're going to do another one here. What do you got?
That's right. Well, that one was, I guess, a religious song. And this is a song I wrote about New Orleans before I moved there. It turned out to be right. It's kind of another heavenly place.
All right, here we go.
It's called Jesus of Orleans. Jesus smoked cigarettes, and my dream rides a motorcycle. When I woke this morning, I was wishing for my grave. But I told my dream I would be in New Orleans, where the dogs may bark, but the wine does flow. And my heart won't break, but I'll surely go. When you stop drinking old English 800 and started smiling in pictures, I felt like quite a jerk. When I stopped kissing you underneath the covers, I figured I ought to go home. When you said I ought to go home, I woke up thirsty for water and wine. I never knew myself to believe I'd ever never let myself down. If you never need to know, if you knew love, then I got you, babe. I'm the difference between a drinking song and a song about drinking. Cigarettes, and my dream rides a motorcycle. When I woke this morning, I was wishing for my grave. But I told my dream I would be in New Orleans, where the dogs may bark, but the wine does flow. And my heart won't break, but I'll surely go. Yeah, the dogs may bark, but the wine does flow. And my heart may break, but I'll surely go.
There you go, James Corse. Okay.
Let me shout out to my boy David on the road, listening in.
Oh, good. Okay. All right, now wait a minute. I got to do one thing here. I have to log out of this and then log in again. Close playlist. Coming right up here, we've got Philip. Is it Philip? Here, let's get some microphones on you here.
It was back in the day, but these days I go by Phil.
Okay, Phil Holub. I want to make very sure that this playlist is going to track you. Let's see. So pardon my typing here. We're going to actually, while I do this and while you get ready to play, I'm going to play something here so that I'm not going to bother people with all this typing song. Here's a song by a local gentleman who's no longer with us also.
From the back of the room, I hear a voice cry out, you want something good? Well, come on a little closer, let me see your face. Yeah, come on a little closer by the front of the stage. I say, come on a little closer, I got something to say. Yeah, come on a little closer, I wanna see your face. You see, I met a devil named Buena Buena. And since I met the devil, I've been the same, oh no. And I feel alright now, I have to tell you. I think it's time for me to finally introduce you to the Buena 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 good, good, good.
The great Mark Sandman with his band Morphine, Buena, off of Cure for Pain. You're listening to Radio Zeke. It is 12:13, the 10th of May, here in beautiful Medford, although I might technically be in Somerville because I believe this building, the WMFO Studios, is like built right on the line. So, what do we got here? I've got four musical guests in studio with me here today. You just heard from James Corsi on a couple of his songs that are going to be on his forthcoming gospel album. And that is not, he's smiling, but I'm going to hold his feet in the fire. It's a real thing. And now we've got Mr. Phil Holub, who is going to play a couple of his songs. Let's talk to you and see what you're going to play.
So this first song I'm going to play is called Trust Fund, and it got put in my mind because of the protest songs that we just listened to earlier.
All right.
And this is my version of a protest song about how I don't really have much money because I play guitar for a living. And I like playing it around the musician community that I'm in because I think a lot of people can relate to that one. So this one's called Trust Fund.
They say that the best things in life are free, but you know that was said by someone with money. I've never seen a sad man on a jet ski or a crying girl on the beach in Hawaii. Sunrise costs nothing but a day off, sure does, till all of your good halves become what was. Working to live leaves you living because you're floating down the river and got caught in the flood. But if I had a trust fund, you know you could trust me to only ever have fun, never need to worry. Though I don't have much currency, I don't make it a priority. We all got bills and we all got eat. It's tough to get ahead when you're just making ends meet. Hard to start a mile back and still compete, or walk a mile in the shoes of someone in bare feet. But if I had a trust fund, you know you could trust me to only ever have fun, never need to worry. Though I don't have much currency, if I had a trust fund, you know you could trust me to only ever have fun, never need to worry. Though I don't have much currency, I don't make it a priority. Oh, if I had a trust fund, you know you could trust me to only ever have fun, never need to worry. Though I don't have much currency, is empty currently. The money I have ain't the kind that you can see, but I don't make it a priority.
If I had a trust fund, you could trust me. That's an excellent line right there. Phil Hole of local singer-songwriter, hails originally from Berkeley, California, by way of Berklee College of Music, now in Boston, traveling around playing some music. You don't have currency, but you do have the universal currency of songs. And, you know, deep in the heart of every starving songwriter is this concept of apocalypse. Let's face it, the world's going to end and it's going to be ugly. And somebody's going to pay you probably a meal out of a steaming pot if you play a song. That's why, let's face it, let's admit, this is what, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, man, when it hits the fan,
thinking that, now I am.
Yeah, well, you know, so.
I'm a genius.
Yeah.
It's a great move on my part.
Exactly, right. I'm just a genius, I suffer from my art. So like, who wouldn't give me a hot meal when it all goes down?
Well, when it all goes down, you better have a real good song for that meal.
Well, yeah, of course, that's me. You know, I've got the best apocalyptic songs.
And the best songs.
I always thought the benefit of being a songwriter, artist, whatever, is no matter how crappy it gets, apocalypse, you can just write a song about it. You're like, whatever, that's just fuel, man.
Right. And then, you know, probably people are still, it's sort of hard to imagine a world, you know, without places where you can drink your troubles away or whatever your drug of choice is. And I'm not saying that, you know, from a position of American privilege. I've just looked at history, and there have, in every society, always been places where people just get toasted, you know, because because that's what it takes sometimes. And when you're getting toasted, sometimes you need toasting music, you know, like happy toast, you know, here's a toast to the future. And sometimes you need a song that simply reflects you know, the utter futility of it all. But deep in the heart of every musician is the certain knowledge that at least somebody will, you know, give you shelter from the storm, because you're playing a song that talks to them. And you have a trust fund of songs, and so they can trust you. This is 20 minutes past noon here. Phil Holub is going to give us another one of his songs. What do you got?
I'm going to do a little blues number called I Have to Say Goodbye.
Okay. One of yours?
Yeah, one of my tunes.
All right, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
see everyone stealing, and liars hear only lies. Lovers know how you're feeling when you hang your tears out to dry. But this time I don't think you'll understand why I have to say goodbye. You gave me no big reason, you did me no big wrong. But from where I'm standing, girl, there just ain't nothing to hold on. I can close my eyes to the telltale signs, but I have to say goodbye. Your friend said to be where I would bring you down. Our hearts are to repair, but a fix can be found. We were halfway there, who would want to turn around? But I just can't keep stringing you on. It wasn't meant to be. I know you'll find somebody who needs the love that you gave to me. It may be meaningless, but I meant the best. I really did try. This is the end, just say when and I'll tell you why I have to say goodbye.
There you go, a little blues flourish there from Phil Hole doing his song, I Have to Say Goodbye. Now, you are listening to Radio Zeke on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I've got four songwriters, people who play around Boston, around the country. Let's see, you've just swung. I can still hear you over here. What did you study when you were at Berkeley?
So I studied guitar performance.
Uh-huh.
You might be able to tell because I play guitar a bit. But I definitely kind of went the opposite of a lot of people wind up doing at Berkeley, where I started playing a lot of jazz and I wound up kind of singer-songwriter, that sort of stuff. So it's a little bit backwards.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. What's up with all these ukuleles that are all over the place all of a sudden? Like,
Yeah, ukuleles are big, and the mandolin's making a strong comeback too.
Well, mandolin, banjo, those are you know, they got more strings, or they got skin heads, you know, and you know, so. But
more strings.
Yeah, they got more strings.
You're talking about more strings. You should know about sometimes just a couple strings. I mean, your guy Mark Sandman. Strings did he have?
Well, only one, and he barely needed that.
Right.
One.
So, I mean, ukulele. Right. How are you going to deal with all those strings?
Right. Plus, you can carry it around. But I do know if you go around to the open mics, my friend Megan, who I blame for the ukulele outbreak around here. This is a hello to you. No, I shouldn't. I'm not knocking. You know, all you ukulele players who are going to see me on the street and, you know, assault me.
With your tiny instruments.
Yeah, exactly. No, don't say that.
Worried.
No, don't say that, because, like, now I live in fear that I'll be battered into a bloody pulp by a ukulele-wielding, angry musician. Okay, let's...
good ukulele people.
Yeah, no, I know. It's
not all bad.
No, there's nothing wrong with a ukulele.
You got to watch out, though, because they are small enough to throw from a distance.
Yeah, so, right, exactly.
That's the problem. Really, they're very run. Throwable.
Yeah, yeah. And
you
also...
accidentally chuck one. Yeah.
This is Connor Ryan Hennessy, and he's editorializing. Any anti-ukulele sentiments are...
I'm just saying, I mean, I have a feeling there are way more people bad at guitar than bad at ukulele, or
well,
whatever.
You're looking at one, so, you know. All right, We have been enjoying ourselves here in studio. These guys have seen each other around town. Now, you've seen Colley, right? Colley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's hard not to see him. He's playing he's every street corner in Boston.
That's true. Now, do you know Kitar Bear?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know him personally?
I've had a conversation with him.
Does he actually speak like English, or does he only speak bear talk?
Yeah, I mean, he talks. It's just one of those, like, if he's out and about, like if you see him waiting for a spot, or you know, I catch him for a little bit.
Yeah,
we end up in a lot of, like, we were both at the Mayfair thing in Harvard Square, I saw him setting up like a block away. I always turn around, and he's like always right there.
Yeah, you know, I have to, just to all you listeners who are not in and around the Boston area, there is a gentleman who wears a bear suit, and he plays what's called a keytar, which is like a guitar, but it's got keys. So naturally, he's known as Kitar Bear.
Man, and if people didn't know what we were talking about, they just would have thought we're crazy.
Yeah, no, like we got to
follow his Colley around.
If you type in Kitar, he's like in the Google first, search engine.
Oh, he's gotten the raw end of many a deal.
Yeah, he's really
punched stabbed. A bunch of times.
He's
stabbed. He's a trooper.
Really?
Or she. Yeah. Who knows?
Why would you stab a bear? This is not clear thinking, but
somebody was like, that bear's got money.
Oh, man, that is. That is no. Don't laugh. This is don't terrible. Do that. Yeah. Do not do that.
That's a good point.
It's let's not, you know. It's
definitely
don't condone and don't.
It's one of my biggest worries is playing on the street all the time. Is that somebody? I mean, I'm 6'4", 235, but
a guy with a blade.
A couple of guys. Yeah, and one of them has a blade.
Yeah,
and you just lost all your stuff.
Yeah. Well, from your mouth to God's ear here. Yeah, it's tough out there gigging and being a musician, and when you're playing on the street, obviously. We won't go into like horrible gig stories, but I'm sure everybody's got one.
There's many of them now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now we've got Connor Ryan Hennessy here. He's going to play some more songs. What was the one that I heard you play at right before Zoe came on over? Well, go ahead, play whatever you want.
Know.
All right,
we'll think about it and let me know.
All right, what's this one called?
I think this one's called Mr. Hennessy, What's a Bicycle? Until I can come up with a better name for it. It's a new one. You'll see where it goes.
I like that.
I'm just gonna play it. Mr. Hennessy, what's a bicycle? Is it something I can ride? Is it Bluetooth compatible? Can it tweet, share, light? Does it need a stupid dongle? Can it even hold a charge? Said a little pug-nosed kid with a tablet in his arms. When I was just a boy, even more than I am now, I ride my bike to work, selling cigarettes downtown on a 1970 steel frame with Italian leather bars. Laugh at all them fools in rusted Massachusetts cars. She had 27-inch tires, the old European size. Whenever I got a flat, the bike shop guys would roll their eyes. Yeah, but that bike got me freedom, and it got me my first job. And that job got me a car, which in turn got me a better job. But Mr. Hennessy, what's a bicycle? Is it something I can ride? Is it Bluetooth compatible? Can it tweet, share, light? Does it need a stupid dongle? Can it even hold a charge? Said a little pug-nosed kid with a tablet in his arms. Mr. Hennessy, what's a book? Is it something I can play? Does it plug into my Xbox? Is it something I can play? Is it the robot that my mother bought that vacuums up our floors? Is it something I can play? Said a little girl staring into her phone. I remember J.K. Rowling pumping books out overseas. We'd watch her stupid movies on big screens and on TVs. And we never understood why our teachers got real sad when they saw all us kids reading British wizard trash.
Cause the good stuff's in the authors who didn't have deadlines, no board of directors, no, all they had was time. Flannery O'Connor never wavered, Dostoevsky never strayed from the funny sardonic truths we still encounter to this day. But Mr. Hennessy, what's a book? Is it something I can play? Does it plug into my Xbox? Is it something I can play? Is it the robot that my mother bought that vacuums up our floors? Is it something I can play? Said a little girl standing near her phone. Well, all the things I did when I was just a kid, lighting Cincinnati fire kites in the landfill sand pit, making hairspray potato cannons out of stolen PVC. Yeah, lighting crud on fire was the coolest thing to be. So I must be getting older, cause I'm angry all the time. I hate my stupid phone and social media alike. And the only reason y'all tuned in was a stupid Facebook post. Instead of reading or riding bikes, we're stuck staring into our phones. But Mr. Hennessy, what's a bicycle? Is it something I can ride? Is it Bluetooth compatible? Can it tweet, share, or like? Does it need a stupid dongle? Can it even hold a charge? Said a little pug-nosed kid with a tablet in his arms.
Right on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's excellent. See, I'm listening to you. I'm listening to, like, you know, the ghosts of Michael Troy, who you probably know of.
Actually, I don't know the name. It's
Michael
really
Troy was, yeah. No, he's, yeah. No, he's again, no longer with us. He's a fine songwriter out of Fall River down there.
Oh, New really? Bedford. I gotta
yeah.
check him out.
Yeah, no, the guy was a songwriting monster. Topical, but not trite. No, that I love that song here. And I'm stealing lyrics as I'm sitting here because that's what you do. So
that's the folk process.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you had.
I opened up with a Woody Guthrie song. So.
Yeah, no, I mean I'm still thinking about. I got a trust fund. You can trust me. That's really an excellent line right there. All right, it is a little bit past 12:30. Why don't you give us one more, Mr. Hennessy? What do you got?
Okay. I can't think of the name of the song off the top of my head.
I gotta type something in here. How about I can't think of the name of this song?
Oh, I think Common Sense Blues was something I was rolling with for a while.
Okay, all right, we'll call it that.
I know lawmen who have families, and I know some us lawbreakers do too. Ain't it a shame that us family men can't quite get along? Ain't it a shame there ain't nothing we can do? Lord, Lord, ain't it a shame there ain't nothing we can do? Last night I had a dream I wasn't faded in police. What a lovely thought, but Jim, that ain't true. Cause a dream is just a dream, like I'm a simple human being, and that's the plain and simple godforsaken truth. I know politicians, find religion. I know religions have powers they can use. Ain't it a shame that them power-hungry, typically white old men, happen to be a pack of angry fools? Lord, Lord, ain't it a shame there ain't nothing we can do? Last night I had a dream church and state had between, a separation that was made for me and you. But a dream is just a dream, like I'm a simple human being, and that's the plain and simple godforsaken truth. Sometimes I ain't good with people, and I sure ain't good at making plans, but I come to know a few things we can all here understand. Keep on drinking beer, eat your red meat, and make sweet, sweet love to your lover. And to the passerby, I wholeheartedly advise to show some respect to your brothers and your sisters. And if you're looking at me like Mr. Hennessy, I'm a vegan with an allergy to beer. Well, I wish you the best, my friend. I only hope you have good luck, cause without at least some booze, you'll probably need it. I know plenty of good people who are just that, and plenty more should probably be shouting. But it ain't up to me, it's up to us collectively to change this world by using what we've got. Lord, Lord, we'll change this world by using what we've got. Hand in hand, we'll change this world by using what we've got, using common sense.
Common Sense Blues by Connor Ryan Hennessy here. Let's get the people tapping their feet in the studio here.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I'm tapping my feet. Everybody's bringing their A game here. We're going to have another couple songs by Collie Stoddard Amari here, who's fishing out his guitar, going through his large collection of capos, trying to determine
yeah,
which.
I feel like the listeners don't appreciate how many capos he plays with.
I'll play this next song with at least 15.
All right, let's see. Before you begin, I'm just going to ask our listeners to try and reserve some time for the next couple of weeks for the 11 o'clock Radio Zeke. Coming up next week, we've got R.D. King, who people are nodding. He's an excellent guitar player. I'm going to say John Fahey, excellent. He's right there. And that's on the 17th next week. And then the week after that, I've got a real fine couple named Crow's Pasture out of Newton. They play all over the place. They have a reasonably number 10 with a bullet on the American Folk Charts album, Crow's Pasture, coming up on the 24th. And then at the end of the month, on the 31st, I've got, it won't be a musical guest, it'll be a musical community guest, Mr. Tom Bianchi, who everybody will know as the long, long time, long-serving, long-suffering host of the Monday night open mic challenge at the Lizard Lounge, which really is legendary and probably, I'm not on too long of a limb here if I say it's one of the best open mics in the country, because you can go in there every, I don't care who you are, you can go in there and people are going to really be right at the top of their game, and you learn something every time you go in there. He'll be in talking about his decision to move on, although the open mic will continue, but just things that he's seen in the world of music in and around Boston over the last 10-15 years. All right, so now we've got Collie Stoddard Amari. He's going to bring another couple bits of music for us. What do you got here?
Well, we were talking about, you know, the street music part, and I wrote a song about street musicians before I was one. We're talking like 6-7 years ago. I used to come down to Boston a lot, visit my my aunt and uncle, a couple of aunt and uncles actually lived down this way, and I'd visit for the summer, and I'd see street musicians, and it was, you know, it was awe-inspiring that people were out there doing this long-time craft. And before I jumped into it, when I moved down about almost 6 years ago now, I went out and I just watched a lot of them.
Over in the public garden or?
Yeah,
in
everywhere, yeah. All over the place.
How long have you been playing?
I picked up the guitar when I was 18.
Uh-huh.
I got one when I was 17. I probably couldn't really play it until I was like 22 is when I feel like I wrote my first couple of good, real good songs.
So there's no crime in...
I'm 30 this month.
Okay, so there's no shame in deciding to pick something up. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, say, yeah, I've been playing since I was 8. You know, that's true. That's cool. You know what? Pick up something when you're 18, and if it speaks to you, then you dream about it. Yeah. That's all you want to do, and that's what you do.
Anytime, you know. Yeah. Anytime. That's what I did with street musicianship, and then I wrote this song about kind of street performers in general.
What's this one called?
This is called The Musician.
Cool.
From near and far,
mix into the traffic on their bikes, feet and cars in the streets, surrounded by the yard. Magicians bend your mind with an old deck of cards. Mediums do the same while they dig through your scars. Then jewelers and merchants hold modern bazaars. And in the distance, if you listen, there's the minstrel's guitar. Well, the musician holds tradition, coats and souls, and square to stop and listen as he strums the strings. He hums, he sings, and he sways. And he speaks with wisdom, though he knows he's no prophet, just a man, guitar in hand. Convictions, empty pockets, common sense, knowledge, and passion, and something to say. Starts, and in the distance, if you listen, there's the word of the bards. Well, the musician holds tradition, coaxing souls, and square to stop and listen as he strums the strings, hums and sings, and he sways. And he speaks with wisdom, though he knows there's no profit, just a man, guitar in hand. Convictions, empty pockets, common sense, knowledge, passion, and something to say. And when the people pass his way, he plays.
Stoddard Amari with his song The Musician. Very nice. All right, we're rolling. It's about 1:45, and let's see, you got a short one that you can do?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Mm-hmm. sky's blue and the grass is green. The snow hyperbole is the best day I have ever seen. Flowers bloom and soak up all of the sunbeams. A breeze squeezes between maples and the evergreens. And I sway with the branches and all the leaves. And I dance my way and mimic the trees. The bugs and birds that disobey in gravity. I gaze on amazed at what truly had to be the best day I've ever seen. Best day I've ever seen. The best day I've ever seen. The best day I've ever seen. People walking around hand in hand from many different cultures and many different lands. And everybody's smiling, having a good time. Nothing but good thoughts in their minds. And that's making the day a better one than the one where everybody carries guns. It's a good one, and we are smiling. Hope it goes on for a while. And it's the best day I've ever seen. The best day I've ever seen. The best day I've ever seen. The best day I've ever seen.
Thank you so much. That's real cool. Kali Stoddard, Amari, where are you going to be playing next that people can come and see you?
Porch Fest.
All right.
223 Highland.
And what is your social media contact presence? Project Kali?
Yeah, you can check me out. ProjectKali.com is the website. I also have a band. It's really a duo with auxiliary pieces called Ancestors in Training. Me and Tyler Geis, we always put together other musicians with us for different projects. So you can check out Kali and Ancestors in Training. It's Kali, like the goddess, K-A-L-I, on Facebook.
Excellent. All right, I'm going to move. I would love to just keep chatting and chatting, but let's move over to Mr. James Corse here, who's cool. Going to do. What do you got?
I'll do a shortish one too.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
This is a song you can play any time of the year. You just got to change one or two words. But I'll play the first New Year's without you. Because right. Coming back.
Okay, just as a microphone tip, you don't have to be as close because that's right. You're going to overamp the mic. There you go. Okay, right. Let's play it.
How's this sound?
Looks good. Perfect.
All right. This will be my first New Year without you. I ain't mad and I ain't crying. I won't forget all the mean times we spent together. Like Christmas Day, we were running out of wine. But after all the years I wished we weren't together, I still got you on my mind. And I ain't asking for promises or letters. I'm just hoping that you've been doing alright. Stuck in the snow, you had a room in Carolina. I don't begrudge your family dough. I left you sick inside that room in Carolina when I went off chasing kisses and curling toes. And after all the years I wished we weren't together, I still got you on my mind. And I ain't asking for promises or letters. I'm just hoping that you've been doing all right.
Mr. James Corse gifting us with his song, which I've got logged in here as my first New Year without you, but great. It might have another. That's close enough. Okay. All right. Yeah. Where can people catch you other than in your writer's studio out in the burbs, which they can't really access because of the guard dogs?
If you can find it, you can come every Monday night. We play with my boy Buck Palace at my house. So if you hear us,
all right. Okay.
But he's not gonna we're playing.
We're well, Hanna Barbarian's coming up from New Orleans, and Buck Palace is coming in from Beacon Hill. So,
Buck Palace and Hanna Barbarian.
Yeah, that's
the best name
that's my band. We're called American Whip Appeal. We're playing with Field Day at on Rockledge Road in Newton, Massachusetts on the 21st.
Very good. All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming in. Mr. Phil Holub, what do you have for us next?
I'm going to do a little alternative rock tune.
All right. What's this one called?
This one's called Candlelight.
Okay.
Us too ain't the kind of things we do, but I still feel closer to you each and every day. Long walks in the hillside got me caught in your landslide. You got my mind occupied in each and every way. Oh, 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 oh. Show me the light burning inside. When you know, now I'd feel so cold, caught up in the night when you took fire. Lit the spark and let it burn. It's not the point of no return. The falling ends what I've got to learn to each and every flame. So, why'd you have to go? Show me the light. When you know, now I'd feel so cold, caught up in the night when you took flight. Oh, so why'd you have to go? Show me the light burning inside. When you know, now I'd feel so cold, caught up in the night when you took flight. Oh, so why'd you have to go? Show me the light burning inside. When you know, now I'd feel so cold, caught up in the night when you took flight.
Man, that's nice, nice song right there.
Thank you.
Candlelight. James, Phil Holub, who is one of my four guests here, the others being James Corse, Collie Stoddard Amari, and Connor Ryan Hennessy, who is reaching for his guitar, and he's going to be the final player in this songwriting round. You've been listening to Radio Zeke. My name is Zeke Duckworthy. You can get air checks of this at duckworthy.com, and we've got 5 minutes to go before 1 o'clock. We have Connor Ryan Hennessy who's going to play us out. What do you got?
This is a new song I'm doing called My Betrothed. It's like a rework of an old Rudyard Kipling poem. It's a love song about cigars.
All right. Thank you.
cigar box, grab a Hoya to Nicaragua. Things are running crossways, me and my gal are on the fringe. And I'd rather blow some smoke, rather go to my bed and choke than to listen to her talk, talk, talk. And her talking makes me sick. We quarreled about Havana, fought over Cherokee. I know her as exacting, but she tells me I'm a brute. And I've been a serving her love for around now 10 months clear. But they call me the priest of Cabanas for around now 7 years. Cause there's peace in a La Ronga, call me the Henry Clay. And the best cigar in our is finished and thrown away. Thrown away for another is perfect. Perfect rapping brown. Now if I threw away my sweetheart, I'd be run right out of this town. So it's open to your cigar box and grab a Hoya to Nicaragua. Things are running crossways, me and my gal are on the fringe. And I'd rather blow some smoke, rather go to my bed and choke than to listen to her talk, talk, talk. And her talking makes me sick. Then I listen to her talk, 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 and her talking makes me sick. Well, my gal, she's pretty to look at. My gal, she's a lovely lass. But the prettiest cheeks must wrinkle, truest loves all pass. And the light of days that have been, the light of the days that are, well, love's just as cold and stale as what's left of a dead cigar. Saw a million surplus women surely get the joke that a woman's only a woman, a good cigar is a smoke. And the gloom of my bachelor days flecked with a glaring light of stogies I have burned. And this old boy's lucky lay that the stogies I have burned. And this old boy's lucky lay.
There you go. Love song to Cigar by Connor Ryan Hennessy.
Just a cigar.
Yeah, sometimes it's, well, yeah, well, you know, it's like Schrodinger's cat, though. It can be both a cigar and not a cigar. Where's your next show, if anybody can pick you up?
I think
up,
my next one, unless there's a house show I'm forgetting, is at Club Passy Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, right.
I'm doing another Round Robin, actually.
Yeah,
it's the Campfire Fest.
Yeah, I've been in that in the fall.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
It's cool. Me and Pratik, I think, are in the same
room. Oh, I just saw Pratik last night. Hey,
oh,
Pratik.
Good.
He's probably listening out
hey,
there.
Hey, Pratik.
Yeah, we're going to probably have him on one of these days.
You should, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's a fine player right there. So you'll be playing, Sonny Jim's in the, not in your
he's
round.
He's in it too. He's, yeah. He's either in the next day or later in the night, I forget.
Yeah. And yeah. What's your website?
So if you do Doc Henny, DocHenny.com, it'll forward you to my Bandcamp, which is a ridiculous name. It's cottonswabcitrus.bandcamp.com. I thought that was really funny when I was younger, and now it's just a nightmare.
Now it's, okay. All right, Mr. Phil Holub, what is your website?
It is philholub.com.
Oh, there you go.
See, that's much better.
Yeah, it makes it easy. Yeah, it's H-O-L-U-B.
If you guys who are listening want to find out more about this, want to listen to it again, you can go to my website, which is duckworthy.com, and find out all sorts of stuff there. I want to say thank you very much. It's at the top of the hour. You got 1 minute to go. I have had four excellent singer-songwriters from around the New England area. We had Mr. James Corse, who splits his time between New Orleans and this area. Holub, Connor Ryan Hennessy, Collie Stoddard, Amari, I want to thank you all. This has been a huge success. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
me.
This was real good. All right, so I'm going to, let's see, you've been listening to Radio Zeke. My name is Zeke Duckworthy. I am your host. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 1 o'clock. Thank you so much.